This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The power that you seek on the outside is nothing compared to the power you have already inside your soul. So this is a video about how do you become powerful, successful, admired by the people around you? How do you become a positive force for good in this world whilst also nourishing your soul, whilst becoming a good person and using the power that you already have inside you rather than focusing and fixating on the results in your life? And the reason I made this is because there's two types of people that are watching this video. You might be a person that's watching this right now and you are willing to do anything for success, believing it will solve all of your problems, and you have kind of a painful desire to be free in your life and to achieve massive success. And this has been me from a very, very young age. From probably 7 years old, I was like this. I had a painful desire to be successful. I didn't let myself enjoy things. Even when I was younger, I didn't enjoy the simpler things in life because I was fixated, absolutely driven towards success, to kind of the point of madness at some points in my life. That's the first type of person. If you're watching this right now and you've achieved no material success in this world yet, you're probably feeling that pain. And the second type of person is somebody that has achieved monetary success. You've achieved the accolades, you've achieved the respect and the admiration of your peers, and you've realized that's 25% of life's equation, that there's 75% there that still does not feel fulfilled, or maybe you've lost your soul and you've lost your way in the process. I've also been that person. I've achieved great success in the last 3 years. I've achieved more than I ever could have imagined. I've flown on private jets. I've made hundreds of thousands of dollars in a month. And I realized very, very quickly that without a soul, without realizing who you truly are as a person, that is also empty. So this is guidance for both parties. And it's designed to help you unlock 100% of life, to achieve the material success, but in a way where you can actually enjoy it. And if you've achieved material success, this will help guide you, I hope, back to your soul, back to who you are as a person, and inspire you to greatness. The first point of this video is discipline. To be disciplined, we hear that phrase thrown around all the time. I've certainly said it. I've certainly followed it in my life, discipline. But I believe actually in the disciplined pursuit of less. The more hectic, the more crazy, the more work, the more inputs into my life, the less peace I find in my soul, the further from my soul I get. So I actually believe discipline is freedom, but discipline's found in the disciplined pursuit of less. Saying no more, taking more time for yourself, making time for your family, making time for nature, to do a few things very, very well in a day and find fulfillment, to put your heart into something and remove the rest of the clutter that's in your life. Have the discipline to look after yourself, to look after your soul, to know when to pull back rather than push forwards. That's the discipline that I'm trying to bring into my life now. Because we were not made to be workhorses. We're not made to work ourselves into the ground. We're working always to achieve more, more, more. When we actually, if we stop and take a look around, when you reach that more, 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 which is, it's unending, As soon as you get it, you want more. I can tell you right now, I've made $150,000 profit in a month. As soon as you get there, you're thinking about $500,000 profit in a month. So sometimes as a man, you have to take a look at your life and maybe have a look right now at what you can remove to make yourself more peaceful, to put more time into the things that truly matter. When a man dials into the disciplined pursuit of less and he concentrates his time and energy, you actually find far more abundance in your life. Another huge factor in nourishing your soul on the route to power is freeing yourself from desire. And I'm by no means freed from desire completely, but just the conscious thought of freeing yourself from desire is incredibly helpful. And you'll find yourself achieving more by wanting less. If all you want in your life is to wake up, do a good day's work, work out your body, love the people around you, you can find fulfillment in your life very quickly. And that in turn increases the productivity of your work. It increases the impact you have on the world and makes you a nicer and more positive, more higher vibrational being to be around. And that in turn attracts everything that you want into your life. But you first have to stop yearning so much for your desires, to stop desiring so much, to desire just a simple life, and all of the things will come to you that you want. When I first arrived in Thailand, I found myself at a point where I needed something bigger than myself to look for. The stresses in my life that I felt at the time were something that I couldn't deal with alone. And instead, I decided to surrender myself to a higher power, to visit the temple and pray to a god. And I have no set religion at this current point. I'm still exploring, but I believe in God. And I would pray in the temples in Thailand for God to give me strength and show me the path. And very shortly after that, the path became apparent. And I do feel guided in my life. And most people, most logical thinkers, try and figure out everything by themselves. But we live in a ridiculously complicated world that can't all be explained. And that's okay. But for me personally, I've surrendered myself to a higher power, knowing that I'm guided by God. And I believe when you do this, no matter how logical thinker you are, you gain great strength from this, from not having to figure everything out. I look back on the times when I was angriest in my life so far, and they were always very dark and unfulfilling times. And hate and anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting it to kill your enemy. And I believe to have more fulfillment and nourish the soul on your quest for power, on your quest to become a powerful man, is to wish goodwill on others, to wish goodwill even on your enemies, and to crush them if they attack you. This does not mean be defenseless. Crush your enemies if they attack you. But at the end of the day, do not harbor resentment against them. Treat them with sympathy. Treat all people with sympathy, because you don't know what people have been through. Who are we to judge somebody else's life? And I'm by no means perfect. I judge still, and I think everybody does, but I try my best to wish goodwill on others. And I find a feeling of peace from doing this. I try and harbor very little hate, even in people that have wronged me. I try and forgive them, because we don't understand the complexities of other people's minds and their lives. And it's much better to be free than to drink poison. So there's another interesting insight for you. This one's been huge for me, because so many people that are entrepreneurs, and the entrepreneurial space, especially on YouTube and the self-development space, talks all about productivity and work, 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 work. I hear very little of people talking about hobbies, but if we actually look back on great minds, they normally have hobbies and interests outside of their work, because you need periods of spiritual relaxation. You need periods to let your soul explore, to reinvigorate your creativity. So I recently took up Lego. And it's interesting, because I've been reading a book called Stillness is the Key by Ryan Holiday. Fantastic read. You'll hear a lot of these concepts in his book. But I read about Winston Churchill, and Winston Churchill lived an eclectic life, an incredible life. And to many people, a very stressful life. And he needed times where he would work flat out, and he needed periods of rest and restoration. And he would bricklay. I was fascinated to hear that he would lay bricks, build actual houses. And one of the things I was drawn to recently was to build Lego, which is building a mini house, basically. So it was very interesting to hear one of the greatest minds of our time was a bricklayer. amongst all his work, amongst all the things he had to do, he would paint and he would bricklay to restore his mind. And I think if Winston Churchill had time for it, for a hobby, and that is what made him in turn great, then we should also have time for hobbies that are totally separate from our work and on the outside give no real benefit, but on the inside are massively restorative and invigorate us creatively. So I build Lego and I play guitar and sing because it enlightens my soul. It makes me feel good, and that's all it does. And it doesn't feel like work, and there's no point to it, and it's not, I'm not doing it to achieve anything, but it relaxes me and it relaxes my soul, and it helps to work parts of the brain that are underworked whilst giving the overworked parts of my brain time to rest and relax. And most high achievers, I think, that are in the online space would look at this as a waste of time, and I strongly believe that it's not. So I implore you to have a look into your life and reconnect with some hobbies that you might have that allow you to think and nourish the soul, because there's no point being the richest man in the world if you arrive there soulless with no idea who you are anymore. It's good to connect with who you are internally. When you're too busy to read books, to read wisdom, that's exactly when you need to read. And I found this time and time again. I find myself lost without books. Whenever I look into my life and I think something's wrong, something I don't feel quite right, I realize I've stopped reading. When I read, it invigorates and opens up new parts of my brain, and it gives me the wisdom. I can draw on the wisdom of past ages, draw on the wisdom of past problems without having to make the problems myself. And if we actually look and see the schedules and the routines of massively successful people, the majority of them spend a huge amount of time reading. And I believe that's because a person can have a whole life's work, all of the wisdom they gain through all the mistakes in their life, and they can condense it into a book that you could read in a week, just reading a little bit every day. So I would say read more. It certainly nourishes my soul, and it makes me feel a lot better. And it's probably the two biggest factors in success in my life have been my drive, my internal drive, and my self-education, my ability to open my mind and realize that I know very little and try and gain more wisdom from the great books that we have on offer in this world. So all the answers you're looking for are out there. They are contained in books, and I would highly recommend reading some more. If you're in a struggling spot in your life or you've lost your soul, read and rediscover yourself. And I would say start with Stillness is the Key by Ryan Holiday, which is really the book that's inspired my past two videos and has been super powerful for me in just helping me. Books help you understand and make sense of certain lessons you've already had in your life, and the beauty of them is you can read them at different times in your life and get different things. So reading's huge. Read some more. Take trips of solitude. Every prophet must be forced into the wilderness, where they undergo solitude, deprivation, reflection, and meditation. From this combination, psychic dynamite is made. Winston Churchill. That's super powerful stuff. Every man needs to go on some kind of journey, some kind of hero's journey. And I believe every man should try and carve out some time for himself this year. I'm going to do the same, to spend a week in the wilderness, to spend a week alone in solitude with no phone, no technology, to spend a week away from the world, to truly discover who you are internally, to go on that mission. And Winston Churchill did this. The reason he wrote this was because Winston Churchill had a period after World War I, I believe, where he was cast out of politics, and he spent time at his estate simply bricklaying and reading and spending time with his thoughts in solitude, and he could not, it was very difficult for him to get back into work, and instead he enjoyed nearly a decade of painting, writing, reading. He spent great period of time in solitude and also with his family, but not focusing on his work. And that allowed him to then come into the Second World War and save the free world from Nazi rule. And the reason he was so invigorated was because of the time he'd spent alone. And obviously spending a decade not doing any work is probably not possible for most people. But to spend a week in the wilderness alone, truly away from everything, I think will unlock an amazing self-discovery. I am going to do it and document the process. At some point in this year, I will take just a little camera and I'll find myself in the wilderness and I'll let you guys know what I find, but maybe you should do it too. It certainly, when I hear that, makes me think that sounds interesting. I think that would help me, which is why I'm kind of drawn to do it. Another big one is making time for love and relationships. Most guys I meet and most of what I hear in terms of the questions I get online is, should I have a relationship on my path to entrepreneurship? And I just want you guys to know that I've had relationships and love and friendships entirely through my whole journey, from every time I've worked, from any business I've done, has really been for the ability to give more to the people around me. And my life has been fulfilling and it's been wonderful so far because of the relationships I've had and the love I've had for other people and the love I've felt in return. So for any young man that's going through his life and thinking, oh, I can't have a relationship until I'm 35 because I need to be successful first, I'd say one of the reasons I've become successful is because I've had that backbone of love and that support of a group and a community around me, which I believe is very important. I think the lone wolf mentality of doing everything on your own is very difficult. Good friends, good companions, a brotherhood, people around you is the backbone of what allows you to become successful. There will be times when you falter and you're weak and that you need somebody to lean against. For me, there's been multiple people like that in my life, but one through my journey in entrepreneurship has been my business partner, Bill. There's times when I'm weak, there's times when I am tired, when I need to speak to Bill, when I need his help, when I need his friendship, and he's been there, and in return I do the same for him. And without each other, because we were both trying to do things on our own before we met each other, without each other it was very, very difficult. And that's why I believe it's so important to have not only brotherhood, but also love in your life and love with your family, and that is as important, if not more important, than the material success and the work itself. Now, the only reason this can be a negative and the reason why I think people talk about going on the path alone is because they are around the wrong people. If you're in the wrong relationship with a woman, if you are in the wrong friendship group, this does not apply. If you're around people that are destructive in your life, you are better off being alone, but you are not better off being alone than being around the right people. So remember that and have a look into your life, and also in relationships, the path comes first. You must have that guiding star of your success and who you want to be as a man. That must be the thing you put as your priority. You're on your train, but a woman can be a beautiful addition to that, that can help you on that way to that journey, and that's what it should be. So you need to moderate your relationships. You can't become totally absorbed. That's desire again. When you become absorbed in sex and a relationship and the dopamine of being with a woman and you see her every day and you forget your purpose, that's not what this is about. Same with friends. You see them every day, you forget your purpose, you just want to have fun. That's not what this is about. This is about moderating the time you spend alone, the time you spend on work, the time you spend in creative endeavors, and the time you spend with people that love you and you love them. And that's kind of the ultimatum. That's the amazing combination. When you get that right, that's where you feel true success. Now, lads, that's about all I have for this video for you today. I hope if this message hits home, I run the New Elite, which is an entrepreneurs community. It's where the majority of my friendships are in my life. I have fantastic individuals around me through my network who you'll see more and more of in coming weeks as we make more vlogs and videos. But it's an entrepreneurs network built around becoming your highest self and giving that to the world. And our network is a true brotherhood of men who want a balanced and incredible life, that want to connect with others that inspire greatness in them and raise them to new standards. So if you think that you're at a point in your life where you need that new brotherhood, those people around you, you want to learn how to moderate your life, how to feel true fulfillment, how to achieve more material success than you've ever achieved, and you like my philosophies and the way I run my life, this is basically how I run my network. So if you're interested in getting closer with me, joining the brotherhood and meeting with other entrepreneurs, we have over 270 around the globe. Check out the link in the description. It'd be fantastic to hop on a call with you and meet you guys. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'll see you guys on the next one. See you lads in a bit. Whoop-a, whoop-a!